It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Bridie Sharp. She is from Cleveland. She is a council member over in Cleveland. We are going to talk about Cleveland Days because Cleveland Days, I'll tell you what, I've gone to Cleveland Days the last probably 20 years. And I'm not knocking anybody's fireworks, but they have the best fireworks, I'm telling you. And I think it all has to do with where they're located. We're going to talk about all of that. First and foremost, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about it. Everything kicks off on Thursday the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to go on Thursday?
So Thursday night, we are starting with bike races down at Oville. I don't know if you've heard of Oville, but Owen Olson is a guy that's lived there in town forever, and he's collected old cabins from around Emery County, and he's transported them to his property. And he opens that up to the scouts, to church groups, to all kinds of people. And we have people that come and visit from all over the place to come and see these old cabins that he's restored. It's awesome. We're going to have a Dutch oven contest. We'll have a main dish and a dessert dish. And that dinner is free to everybody that comes there until all the Dutch oven dishes are gone. We have entertainment there also, cowboy poetry, and we've got little kids' bike races. So that starts at 5:30, July 18th.
And that's just Thursday.
Yes.
That's a kickoff. That's the, yes, the main day. Now on Friday, what goes on Friday? Let's talk about that.
So I did not add that we have a dance Thursday night, July 18th, and it is by the Straight Canyon Band. They're an Emery County band, play country western music, and they're awesome. So that is going to be July 18th on Main Street of Cleveland, and that starts at 8:30, and it goes until 11 o'clock. So that is Thursday.
Yes. And I would be willing to bet most of the time you probably have dance on Friday night and Saturday night, too.
Saturday night we do, not Friday night. Friday night's our movie night with the kids.
Okay, there you go. So let's move into Friday then.
Okay, so Friday at 12 o'clock from 2 o'clock, we have a kids' day at the park. We're going to have rock climbing walls. We're going to have rock painting, face painting, coloring, free hot dogs for the kids until they run out. And so that is July 19th, Friday, from 12 to 2 o'clock. And then we're done for a few hours. And then we come back and we have our potluck lamb fry dinner. And that is put on by the citizens of Cleveland, people who volunteer. It's mostly the lambs are donated by local people. And Terrell Rasmussen is donating our lambs this year. And then just all the citizens of Cleveland bring a potluck dish. And so that is $5 a plate, $25 per family if you've brought a potluck dish. If you haven't brought a potluck dish, it's $8 a plate or $35 per family.
Okay, and that is on Friday. And then you're going to finish Friday out with a movie night, you said. And what are we going to watch?
Dumbo.
There you go.
And that is on Main Street of Cleveland at the park. We have a big blow-up screen. And all the kids just bring your camp chair, bring your bean bags, bring a blanket. The youth council will be selling concessions, so we'll have candy and popcorn and pop and all kinds of stuff. So
okay,
and that's at dusk.
And that wraps up Friday night, and then Saturday's the fun day.
Yes,
Goes on Saturday.
Yes, that's the big day.
Let's get a little bit of a rundown on Saturday, about what time and all that kind of stuff.
So Saturday morning at 6 o'clock is the registration for our 5K run. The run will start at 6:30. We have prizes that's been donated by local people for a younger kids age group, middle age, and kind of adults. So the run starts at 6:30. While they're out running, there's people getting breakfast ready. So breakfast starts at 7 o'clock, and it goes from 7 to 8:30 just there on Main Street at the park. We have a flag raising ceremony by our local Boy Scouts, and that is at 9 o'clock. And then our kids' parade starts at 11:30. Any kids that want to be in that. And then the grand parade starts at noon. So.
And then all day long, you've got stuff going on at the school, too. You've got music pretty much throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Vendor booths and things like that set up there as well.
Vendor booths. We have games set up for the kids. We have what people train for all year, our races. I mean, I'm 41 years old and I'm still proud to say I won last year. But any from baby races, getting pulled in laundry baskets to 40 and over, three-legged race. We have all kinds of races, and that's kind of the big thing that everybody looks forward to every year on Saturday. It's fun to watch people get out and run races.
It is a lot of fun. And the thing that I, like I said at the beginning of the interview, the thing I always look forward to is the fireworks. I enjoy the fireworks. I love going and sitting over on the grass hill at the baseball field mm-hmm. and just watching the fireworks because it's like you're right there.
Yes.
And that's why I've even brought people, family members and stuff from Utah County and told them, come down and you got to see these.
Yes.
And they're a great time.
Yes.
They really are.
We have the best fireworks in Emory County and I dare say Carbon County. We put a lot into our fireworks and we're very proud of them. So our firemen do an awesome job. It's just a fun family environment. And like you said, you lay on the grass hill and it's just the best.
And always, if you get there early enough, somebody's always ice blocking.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not summer unless you're doing that.
Yes. During the fireworks, there will be vendors going on as well. We have Carbon County's own Carl Potter is our DJ this year. And so he'll be there set up and providing music and the kids dance. And that goes until 11 o'clock that night, the dancing does. So.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a weekend full of everything. And it starts July 18th. That's Thursday, Cleveland Days. Now, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, can they call over and ask some questions? What's a phone number that they can get a hold of somebody?
Just the town office probably would be the best way to reach it, which okay. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, I'll get that number for you, and we'll get that taken care of. So just if you've got any questions about anything like that, get on over to Cleveland. It is a great time over there. July 18th through the 20th, and make sure you make it for the fireworks, if nothing else. We got one more thing.
I would like to add, first of all, our honored citizens for Cleveland Days are Dan and Annette Wells. They're a family that's raised 10 kids in Cleveland. He's been the bishop. He's been our principal. They're just a great family that's added so much to our community, and we love them so much. The second thing that I wanted to add is a lot of the things that we'll be doing at Cleveland Days will be fundraisers for a little girl named Kaylee Taylor in Cleveland. She is on her second round of leukemia that she's been battling. She's a 7-year-old girl from Cleveland. They've lived there. And we will be selling drinks. We'll have a drink trailer that will all the money will go to their family. There's a raffle going on. And so if you come over to Cleveland Days, look for those opportunities to support this family. They're a great family that's had a lot of trials, so we're doing what we can to help them out.
All right, so go on over there and, you know, help the family out and have a great time while you're doing it.
Yes.
All right, Bridie, thank you for coming over and spending some time with us, letting us know about Cleveland Days, and just get out there and have some fun, folks. That's all.
Yes.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL ITV interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, Forestry Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.